This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Natalie Ocean. Natalie is the Director of Quality and Community Engagement with MedHall. She's going to talk to us about MedHall, about her career, about priorities, about leadership. Thrilled to visit with you. Natalie, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me, Scott. So, my name is Natalie Ocean, and I work for a healthcare tech company based in Memphis, Tennessee, called MedHall. Background about me personally, I was born and raised in New Jersey and moved to Memphis to join my family after I graduated from Rutgers University. My family had moved right when I was beginning college, so I opted to stay in New Jersey a little bit longer. And so after relocating back to Memphis and deciding that the clinical path in healthcare just wasn't in the cards for me, I began to work at an academic medical center here, and I worked in academic administration. And while I was working there is when I also began my MHA journey, so getting my MHA degree from the University of Memphis just down the road. I learned a lot about what I was capable of, both personally and professionally, during my time in graduate school. And then after graduation, I ended up relocating to Charleston, South Carolina for my administrative fellowship, and then transitioned to a full-time role there, and then moved back to Memphis for my role in MedHall.
And take a moment and talk about working, going to school, going to graduate school, combining all those efforts. Just talk about that for a moment and what that was like. Stressful, exciting, a mix? Just give us a moment of that.
Yeah, it was definitely a mix. Definitely worth it now that I look back at that experience. But in the moment, it was definitely stressful and definitely heavy on me being cognizant of how I was managing my time and keeping myself organized. So not only was I working full time, 8 to 5, going to school 5:30 to 8:30 every evening, I also added onto my plate that twice a year, or during that year, the years of my graduate program, I also participated in a case competition that added additional requirements and dedication from me as far as time was concerned. So though it was challenging and though it was definitely time constraining on myself first personally and also professionally, academically, it was definitely worth the well-rounded experience I got from combining all three of those. And it was absolutely the right decision for me to have made for myself at the time.
And what was the case competition in? What were you doing?
Yeah, so it's for a professional organization called the National Association of Health Services Executives. And this organization is for professional executive leaders, and it helps to promote minorities in healthcare leadership roles and executive positions. And so once a year, they have an annual conference, and part of that conference is a student case competition. And so in the student case competition, each school that chooses to send a team has a directive of, you know, looking at this hypothetical scenario with the real world healthcare organization or healthcare system. And we have 2 weeks charged as consultants to propose a solution to whatever the challenge that they're facing. So it was definitely interesting for me to kind of jump into that, especially during my first year of graduate school, because the conference is in October. So it only gave about 2 months of me to kind of get acclimated to some of the healthcare administration lingo and all the things that were encompassed into the case competition directive. So it was definitely intensive learning, but absolutely worth the added stress.
And NASI is a magnificent institution. I mean, a magnificently yes. supportive organization for people of color, health services executives, really one of the great organizations in our country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I attribute many of my professional successes to the relationship that I was able to build and the learning that I received from the organization.
Just fantastic. And talk for a moment about your role now at MedHall, what MedHall does, and so forth.
Yeah, so MedHall is a technology platform that connects healthcare organizations to our network of skilled and specialized transportation providers. So we essentially help to address the transportation barriers that many patients, especially those in low-income and underserved communities, face. And this impact can be seen in those having to miss scheduled appointments or delaying care when there are other resources that they have to prioritize when having to choose between one or another. So we really help to bridge that gap in helping the healthcare organizations realize and see the value in having kind of that investment and that transportation solution and option for their patients to be able to ensure that their continuum of care kind of continues to go and the continued loop continues to flow and that their care doesn't get disrupted. And so my role specifically is as a director of quality and community engagement. I work very closely with the CEO and the founder, but my role specifically is focused on growth and operations, as well as maintaining the quality standard for our organization and also managing and growing our transportation network. I do assist a little bit in sales as far as customer acquisition and kind of lend my hand in wherever there's need within the organization.
Thank you. You've got this great emerging leadership career. Talk for a moment, Natalie, about what advice you would give to other emerging leaders.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to borrow two pieces of advice that I've heard along the way, and I'll share one that I always like to give individuals that I speak with. And the two borrowed pieces of advice, the first would be learning how to be a resource for others. As a leader and as a professional, in any stage of my career, I've always been a servant leader, and I've always been looking for ways to look back or help those that are coming behind me, as well as those that are beside and ahead of me when I can, because I recognize that there's opportunities that people may not be aware of or resources that people can take advantage of to help grow themselves professionally. The second piece of advice that I always share that I'm passing on from another leader is always advocate for service. And this was in context of a conversation I was having during a meeting about someone getting discouraged about the red tape or complex channels of approvals, even though it meant getting the right care to the patients that we serve. So you really keeping the patients first, and although things may get tough or get challenging, to really continue to advocate for getting them the best service that they can. And then the last piece of advice would just be to stay curious and open to learning. There's so much information out there that we have readily available, so much that we don't even know about yet. And I'm a naturally curious person, so it's always important for me to be around others that are also kind of keeping their ears to the ground or eyes open for what's to come next.
And take a moment if you're open to it. What's it like moving from being a Jersey girl, New Jersey person, to moving to the Mid-South? Has it been fairly seamless, a pleasure, a moment on that?
Yeah, so it was actually interesting when we first heard that we were going to be relocating to Memphis. I had no concept of what living in the South would be like. The only Southern experience I've had was visiting family in Florida. So we have some family throughout the state of Florida, and that's the only context I've had about living in the South. So I had no idea what to expect other than things that I may have seen on TV or what I found online about the city specifically. But once we actually transitioned to living here, it's been nothing but fantastic, especially for my career, because this is where I actually got exposed to NASI, the NASI organization, as well as I've met others in both the public health space and healthcare administration space that have really carved and shaped my professional career, my professional path as it is. Memphis is a great city to be in, a lot of robust innovation happening here, especially in the technology space, but a lot of healthcare opportunities here as well. So definitely grateful to still be here.
Magnificent. Florida, you mentioned Florida for a moment. Did you live in Florida for a period of time?
Or just, I didn't live in Florida. Yeah, just visiting family. So my dad's side of the family, a lot of them do live in Florida. So that's where a lot of our summer vacations when we lived in New Jersey would take place. So that's as far south, or all I knew about the South at the time before moving to Memphis.
And why does Florida get such a bad rap on TikTok?
No, I'm not even on TikTok, but I do see the comments on other social media platforms. Florida is an interesting state. I have no idea what the bad rap is about. They have great weather, but I do know that, you know, it's an interesting state to be in, and there's a lot going on as far as things people are talking about. As far as what's happening on TikTok, I'm oblivious to that.
Well, you're more mature than I am. I have to stay off it. I think that's good. it is a great pleasure to visit with you. What a great career you're having. What a great pleasure to visit with you. Remarkable. Thank you so much for joining us, Natalie Osher, today. Can't wait to get a chance to visit with you again. Thank you for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Scott.